From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Lady Bird saw the world through a pure heart that awakened her to see beauty wherever and whenever it appeared.
I always thought that perhaps the most important word spoken in the Johnson White House was Lady Bird saying, "Now, Lyndon, now, Lyndon."
Political interference is compromising the independence of the office of the Surgeon General. What was the interference? Did they tell you you can't talk about it? Did they review your speeches? Did they edit speeches and remarks to the press, edit reports? What was the way in which you were interfered?
All of the above, sir.
In light of the President's direction, I will answer faithfully those questions that are appropriate for a private citizen to answer, while also doing my best to respect the President's directive that his staff's communications be privileged.
Makes us ask the question, what is the White House trying to hide? And why would it interfere in Ms. Taylor's testifying if, as her lawyer says, she wishes to cooperate?
The report from the President confirms what many had suspected. The war in Iraq is headed in a dangerous direction. And the wrong direction, of course. The Iraqi government has not met a single political benchmark in its entirety.
Those of us who believe the battle in Iraq can and must be won see the satisfactory performance on several of the security benchmarks as a cause for optimism.
One more death is one too many. This war is not worthy of another drop of human blood.
Al-Qaeda's on the run, wreaking havoc, but they're wreaking havoc on the run. They're not consolidating their power. This is literally working. Wait till September and to hear from the general who's brought about a new way of doing business and see if it makes sense to you. Don't undercut him.
All these things give me a kind of a gut feeling that we are in period of that I have a specific threat, you know, that I have in mind right now, but that we are entering a period of increased vulnerability.
What is a big issue is to take this step, the essential step of shutting down Yongbyon, and using that step as a means to get to take further steps, and the further steps aiming at our ultimate destination, which is complete denuclearization.